It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for December 2nd.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Today's word is Tyro, spelled T-Y-R-O. Tyro is a noun that means a beginner in learning, a novice. Here's the word used in a sentence from the San Francisco Chronicle by Stephen Phillips. In Zucked, Roger McNamee winces at the memory of his introduction to Mark Zuckerberg. It was 2006, and he played the grizzled industry elder to Zuckerberg's Tyro. The word Tyro is hardly a newcomer to Western language. It comes from the Latin word Tiro, T-I-R-O, which means young soldier, new recruit, or more generally, novice. The word was sometimes spelled with a Y as early as medieval Latin and can be spelled with a Y or an I in English, although the Y spelling is more common in American English. Use of Tyro in English has never been restricted to the original young soldier meaning of the Latin term. Writers in the 17th and 18th centuries wrote of Tyros in various fields and occupations, and Herman Melville used the word to refer to men new to whaling and life at sea. It has also had a long history of being used attributively, that is, directly before another noun, in phrases like Tyro reporter and Tyro actors. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.